So I am Karina Bringedal. I'm a junior professor in advanced methods in porous media in the SFP 1313. And today I have the pleasure of interviewing Professor Inga Barre from the University of Bergen, who is visiting the SFP 1313. And I have known you for a long time, but maybe not everyone know you that well. So perhaps you could first introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm a professor in Bergen, and this is also where I did my PhD. Started to work there as associate professor right after my PhD, and yeah.
Maybe you could tell a bit about your research and why doing research in porous media?
Yeah, I work on processes in porous media, and I'm at the moment particularly interested in how processes affect the structure of the medium and how the structure of the medium is affected by the processes. So this is, for example, very prominent in when you have fractured media, where the fractures deform as a consequence of flow and temperature changes and so forth, and opposite, the flow is very affected by the fractures. So this type of problem has fascinated me a lot, and this is one of the main topics I work on at the moment. Why I started doing porous media, I think it was a coincidence. I liked applied mathematics, but I wanted to do something related to applications, and the group seemed attractive. So that's sort of how I ended up there, and then I've just enjoyed myself so much that I just stayed.
Yeah. So your research focuses a lot on numerics for fractured porous media. So could you maybe tell what are the large challenges in that field and what have been the recent advances?
I think recently we are able to couple more processes in a good, robust manner. And we are also able to solve much more complicated problems in terms of geometries and so forth. We understand much more about how the behavior of the different methods and their properties. I think these are very good achievements, and I would also say that there has been done major achievements in linking models to real data from lab experiments and new possibilities in the lab.
Together with many researchers from the University of Stuttgart, you're involved in this benchmark study for flow in fractured porous media. Could you tell a bit about that?
Yeah, I think this was initiated from the University of Stuttgart by Bernd Flemish, and we were really pleased to take part of it from the Bergen side. We've been many people in Bergen working on methods for flow in fractured porous media, Eirik Scheiligov, Niva Stefansson, Witze Boom, Alessio Fumagalli, so it was sort of very natural for us to join. And I think it was very timely to do this type of study. It's very revealing to see how the different methods perform and, you know, what the different methods are able to handle of different complexities that you can think of. So I think this was very nice, and it was also a nice reason to get more in touch with people from Stuttgart. And I'm happy that we are now also extending this to 3D. I think this will be a very useful tool for the research community. So I think that's very nice initiative from Bernd and colleagues here in Stuttgart. Absolutely.
There's also a very long history of collaboration between University of Bergen and University of Stuttgart when it comes to porous media. Can you tell a bit about this collaboration and also Bergen's connection to the SFP 1313?
I sort of think of people at the University of Stuttgart as somehow my closest academic relatives. There is this distance, but it's not very large, and we have a lot of contact since I was a student in early 2000. We had students from Stuttgart visiting, we had students from Bergen visiting Stuttgart, so there has always been this very close and very friendly and nice connection, and it's been very nice to follow this group. So it's really like the extended academic family. Yeah, this is how I see it.
So I was wondering if you can also tell a little bit about Bergen's connection to the SFP 1313.
Yes, we're really happy to be partner in the SFB. We host students from the SFB in Bergen. And of course, this is also nice for us because this is one of the major initiatives within Porous Media that we see in the international research community. So that we have this connection is really important to us. It also has sort of a slightly different focus in Bergen. We're a Porous Media group, but we're within the maths department. So the SFB also has a more focus on links to experiments and so forth. And this is, of course, very interesting for us to follow.
The Porous Media group at the University of Bergen also develops this open source Python-based simulation software called PorPy. Can you tell a bit about this software?
Yeah, I can mention anything about this software without mentioning Eirik Kjeilegang, who is really the lead on this software development. I think this has been extremely important for us in order to make 1+1 become more than 2, just to use a cliche. Many of our students join like the core developer team of this code. They learn from each other, they learn from using the code, and we also make sure that good work that's done is integrated into this code so that it's not lost when people move. It's a big code and it's extremely important that the students don't have to start from scratch when they start to work on their modeling problems.
During your visit, you will give a talk in the Anneliese Niethammer lecture series. Do you think it is important that these platforms to promote female researchers exist?
Yeah, I do think it's important. I mean, the research community is very male-dominated, and I think it's important that we show the diversity that's there in all ways. So I think this is important. So in that sense, I'm really happy to support this lecture series by coming here. I have to say that for myself, I think the research community has been extremely welcoming in all ways, but I talked to people and I learned over the years that these things could have an impact. So I think it's a very nice initiative. I'm happy to support it.
That was all my questions.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for being here and I look forward to your talk.
Thanks.